teaching and learning during COVID-19 has presented unprecedented challenges. Where do you go for answers? Busted Pencils. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Oh, it is, and we are back. Tuesday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It is the dumpster fire. It is Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker. We are in the dumpster right now, fighting the fire. Join us, 844-967.
I'm trying to climb out and push the dumpster.
Johnny's like, I'm getting out. I'm putting the fire out. I'm like, no, man, we're in it, and I'm going to expose it, and I'm going to let it burn me so people can see the damage that's happening out there. Because, Johnny, we were talking during break, and everybody out there on Facebook Live, people were asking, Facebook Live, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's not on Devil Radio Facebook. No, it is on Busted Pencils Facebook. So if you're looking out there on Facebook world for us on live, make sure you go to the Busted Pencils Facebook page. There you can find us live, and you can check it out, see these amazing, awesome, great-looking hats that the hosts are wearing.
Hat day.
it's hat day. But, Johnny, I mean, look. So we talked about this. Tapper gets an hour on Friday night devoted to getting back to school. And, you know, it's like, you know, oh, it's learning loss. I mean, there's mental health conditions. My kids are, you know, they're climbing the walls. And it's like, you know what? I can validate that the pandemic and the lockup and the sequestering has been horrendous for mental health. I mean, I can talk about it personally and go, it has been horrendous. So I'm not going to deny when you talk about the fact that there are kids, you know, out there dealing and without school, what they're missing. But as we've had so many guests in the past talk about is that, okay, so when we go back, let's take the mental health, you know, question. We've now got a mental health pandemic with children, right? Okay, so Jake Tapper, when you ask me to open my school and I ask back, are you going to triple the mental health support for my school that I had pre-pandemic? Jake Tapper, what is your answer going to be? My guess is, well, I mean, that's, you know, I'm a media guy. It's not my job to answer that question. But that's the question, Jake. So when you get an hour on CNN devoted to knocking down teachers for holding up school, and then you're going to say there's a mental health crisis, and then as I as a teacher step up and go, fine, I'll open my door. My kids need the mental health help. Me and my colleagues, my teachers, we need it. Are you going to triple, quadruple, maybe even reimagine what it means to offer mental health services in a K-12 setting? That's where I'm at, Johnny.
I like that. I mean, I really like this idea of urging our media folks or people with any kind of a platform, like we have a platform here, is to ask different questions.
And I asked Tapper, he wouldn't come on the show tonight. So, I mean, just making sure. The last time when you weren't here, the New York Times columnist, you know, I asked, they didn't want to come on either. So we always put the invite out there. Go ahead, Johnny.
Always. Standing invitation. And what I like, though, is I like, okay, turn your attention towards education and ask those kinds of questions. Ask the questions like, hey, we're going back. We need to go back. We need to do so differently. Who's out there that can help with changing the funding? Who's out there to help with changing the policies? How can we, you know, eliminate, a couple shows back we talked about the mandated testing. How can we get rid of the punitive and problematic practices? Ooh, that's a triple P.
Nice.
Punitive and problematic practices.
Alliteration.
P cubed, like the three, third there month of the year. Okay, we're rolling with threes, the trifectas. Anyways, how can we really ask questions, not only about the funding, but about the policies, the practices, the assumptions that we take into what it means to be in school versus education, and have an hour on that. Say, what can we do really differently? Where are the folks who are saying not only is there going to be a major social and emotional support system that needs to be in place, but we also need more counselors, less cops, right? We also need teacher trainings that really center on the moment, the movement. How do we learn to teach in culturally responsive ways? How do we do better by teaching not only histories, but teaching, you know, the diverse subject areas that we're teaching in our classrooms. What can we all do in this moment? And as we're rushing back, and I kind of want to put scare quotes around that rushing back, because I think it's a real dangerous move to rush in, mm-hmm. right? If we're going to use the metaphor of the fire, do we want to rush into the fire, or are we a moth drawn to a flame? Might we just pull back a little bit and say, hey, this has been burning. Let's figure out what we can do very differently. And let's have that kind of question. So that's kind of my call, is if we have these outlets and these platforms, certainly someone like Jake Tapper, CNN, and folks who are regularly saying, we need to get back. If they would take responsibility to open up, they don't have to be the experts on it.
No.
But say, hey, as we're going back, can we ask questions and hold our leaders accountable to something that works differently given the moment we're in?
Right.
Might we retool education in support of democracy?
I love it. See, and that's it, the way you just said that, Johnny. You know, we talk about it. It's like Jake, I'm not asking you to be an expert. However, as a person that has an outlet, I think it's on you and your producers at CNN to get experts truly. And we talked about this the last time. It's like, if you want to talk about coming back to school after a pandemic or during a pandemic, epidemiologists, great. We want to hear from them. However, if you are acknowledging, which they have, that we have a social emotional crisis, have you talked to expert social workers, psychiatrists? What is the lift? As you just said, Johnny, if we're going to rush back in, what lift is required to actually do it in a way? As you just said, we're not going to run into that same fire and just keep going. Man, that's the point. That's where we're at. So Busted Pencils, 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Why should we open the doors back up? And Jake Tapper, we know you're listening. Call us.
Yeah, what up, though, Jake?
What's up, Jake? Busted Pencils, back at the break.